What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. BAD stands for Brad and Dwayne. And Brad, what are we talking about today?
What up, fam? Good to see everybody in the house. Today I have a quote from Muhammad Ali. If my mind can conceive it and my heart can believe it, then I can achieve it. Let's talk about it, baby.
Yes, sir. Hey, who better to talk about it than the champ himself, man? Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat your meal for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, B is, he got the new background, he's on vacation.
I'm on vacation.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm jealous right now, man. I mean, I supposed to do some sort of a vacation next week and hopefully get some relaxation. You look relaxed, you look calm, brother. Oh, man. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Just revamped and revitalized, and every once in a while you need this kind of time in your life, because we're all on the go at all times, and we're all just, you know, we're all in a rush and we're all trying to grind it out, and it's nice to just take a minute and sit back and enjoy the South Carolina heat and exposure down here. But guess what, Dwayne? You're on vacation 365, baby. You're down in the Carolinas all day. Yeah, man, I'm up in Western New York in the tundra. So I don't know, man. This is just fabulous, though, and it's nice to spend some time with some family and just get away and, man, just relish in the sunshine.
Yeah, man. Yeah, good deal, man. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Hey, I wouldn't trade the Carolinas for nothing. Don't plan on it anytime soon. Definitely not for up north, man. But before we jump into it, man, jump into the quote, I want to give a quote. Look, I got fancy. I didn't screenshot it and put it on here. Look at that. This Katie Dyke, she actually had a really good comment, and it was super long, so I'm not able to read all of it. But she said, another great message today reminds me of Teddy Roosevelt's man in the arena quote. I remember starting E2M and going into the gym or running outside when people could see me and feeling so insecure because I was so out of shape. But the truth is, no matter how slow or out of shape I was in the arena. And that's more than most can say. And then she continued to actually quote the Teddy Roosevelt quote. So that goes along with our last episode talking about, you know, getting in the game and jumping in. And so big shout out to you. And we appreciate that comment. And everybody that made comments, we definitely appreciate you guys. And we'll highlight them. As long as I have time and I can figure it out, we'll get you on the screen. We'll give you a shout. And we'll highlight that. We definitely greatly appreciate it. So, all right, B, give us the quote again, because we need to hear it fresh so we can get talking on this topic.
Yeah, so today I want to talk about two characteristics that tie into this quote. So one of the characteristics is mindset, and the other one is exposure. But back to the quote, if my mind can conceive it and my heart can believe it, then I can achieve it. Muhammad Ali said that. And so I want to talk about change. I want to talk about evolution. I want to talk about growth. And when you think about change, all right, change is a part of reality. It's a part of something that's inevitable. Change is going to occur with or without us, right? Evolution is going to occur with or without us. And in life, you know, the world's going to, it's going to spin, baby. The time, the clock, it's going to tick. And whether we want to grow or live a mediocre life and set our lives on cruise control, that's in our control. That's something that we have complete control of. And I think a lot of times we drop the ball on that because, number one, it's scary. Change is scary. Evolution is scary. Getting out of your comfort zone is scary. And you talk about these two characteristics, right? You talk about these two characteristics, one being your environment, okay? Mm-hmm. That surrounding, that exposure. And if you're around a bunch of people that haven't been exposed to growth, and you're around a bunch of people that have been living a mediocre life, in turn, what's going to happen to you? You're probably most likely going to set your life on cruise control. If you're in a group of people that go out every Thursday night for poker night, or every Friday night for, I don't know, bingo night, you know, whatever you think. And I ain't no hater against Bingo Night.
I say, shout out to Jen Conquest. She's going to get you. Jen Conquest is an avid bingo person, so don't get beat up at the next meetup.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is and I'm and in general probably listen to this podcast at some point. No hate, no shame against the bingo life, right? Right? But you know, Jen does bingo in a different light of life, because she goes there because she gets true enjoyment. But a lot of people go to bingo night and go to poker night, go to Thirsty Thursday night, because they have a mindset of, man, I want to let loose for an hour. I want to let loose for 2 hours. I want to let loose for 3 hours. And, you know, Jen's doing it for pleasure. Right. But a lot of us do it because it makes us feel like we're important for that temporary time, for that small segment of time. And, you know, a lot of us chase that temporary satisfaction instead of thinking about the things that we value for longevity. And, you know, so I think about Jen when I think about bingo, and I think about other people that when you think about bingo. And Jen, like I said, she's chasing something she values. That she values that. But a lot of people that do the bingo thing and the poker thing and the Thirsty Thursday thing, they chase that temporary satisfaction instead of chasing that longevity with growth, what we're talking about today.
Sure, man. So, you know, first thing I thought about, I mean, just even on a common level, a lot of people look for that quick satisfaction through food. They have that relationship with food, man, where they, you know, whether it's an Oreo or whatever, you know, the Oreo or Reese's, those are my two weaknesses, but I don't use them to cope. But I guess kind of going in the direction of the topic, you know, when it comes to your circle, you know, I remember, I think it might've been Jeff last week, somebody posted like, you know, you hang around with a bunch of, you know, millionaires, you know, you become a millionaire, you hang around with a bunch of, and then his caption was, you hang around with a bunch of haters, you become a hater.
Isn't that the truth, though, Dwayne? Isn't that the truth?
That's real.
One hundy, man. One hundy.
Yeah. But no. So, I mean, your circle matters. And we mentioned that a lot, man. And I even, you know, talked about experiences I had in the past. But when it comes to change, because like you mentioned in your opening, you know, your opening statement, everything's going to keep moving. Everything's going to keep moving. And you determine if you can adjust and make changes. And, you know, I always go back to the guy. I always say the guys on the block, man, the guys that are still talking about their football stories from, you know, 1998. You know, my hometown, 93, was a national championship team. So, you know, the guys that were on that 93 team still talking about it, you know, still every time they come together, they reminisce about the same thing because they're not moving forward. And, you know, their day has become, you know, mundane, where it's literally just, you know, how can I escape where I'm at? Instead of, you know, progressing and coming up with more things to talk about, you know, or doing things with their life where they can, you know, hey, man, this week I did this or, you know, that kind of thing, but just kind of being stuck and not stepping out, not making changes, not adjusting, and continuing to be in that same life cycle.
Yeah. You know, you talk about that millionaire thing that you were just talking about. You talk about these friends that you had that were on the national championship team in 93. Okay, you're the same person, Dwayne, that you would be if you were hanging out with Group A or Group B, right? But what happens if you're with Group A, and Group A is you know, what their exposure is going out on that Thirsty Thursday. But Group B, man, they're talking business ideas. They're talking finances. They're talking fitness. They're talking growth. If you're hanging out with Group A, you're going to set your life on cruise control. But if you're around Group B, what are you going to be forced to do? You're going to be forced to grow. And I think if we avoid that Group A, if we avoid that negative environment and setting our lives on cruise control, we're forced into growing. So one of the biggest, go ahead.
Yeah, no. What I would throw in there, sometimes it's not like negative per se. Sometimes it's just comfortable, you know? Sometimes it's like, you know, instead of changing, let me go back and let's talk about 93. Yep. You know, let me go to work. Let me come home. Let me get my beer. Let me go to the corner and let's talk about 93. Because that's easy. You know, it's comfortable. It's something you can do day in and day out, you know, but changing that conversation or doing something different. Right. That's where, you know, that's a little tough, man. A lot of people don't want that.
Yeah. And I did that. I did that for 30 years of my life, Dwayne. So I can relate to anybody that's in those shoes right now, because, you know, I won a state championship twice as a high school athlete, and I won twice as a coach. And, you know, I can always relish in that. I can always fall back on, well, you know, we're talking about finances, we're talking about fitness, we're talking about anything that is growth related. And I can always fall back and say, you know, well, I was a 2-time state champion. I was a 2-time state championship coach. But that comfort, man, that comfort takes you nowhere. If right. you want to grow, you have to have the uncomfortable conversations. You have to intentionally place discomfort in your life and separate yourself from anything that you relate to, you know, cozy. You know, we talk about those snuggies all the time. Man.
Yeah, man.
You throw on a snuggie. Where are you going in life? Where are you going in life if you throw on a snuggie? But we're all comfortable in a snuggie. I love me a snuggie. But you're not going anywhere in those suckers. But when you get out in the cold, and when you get out there and put you know, long distance running in your life, and you put some resistance weight training in your life, you put some financial talk in your life, all these different things that are very uncomfortable and just foreign to you as an individual, that's when you start to really take your life from right here to up here at the pinnacle of your journey.
No, legit. You know, I think about this week, you know, I was in Charlotte this weekend, so I knew I had to be to Charlotte at 9:30 a.m. And in order to get to Charlotte at 9:30 a.m., I had to leave my house at 6:30 a.m. In order to get my workout in, I had to get up at 3 a.m. You know,
I saw your post, man. Yeah, I saw the post. Yeah,
yeah, man. So I got up at 3 a.m. You know, I did my heavy, you know, my chest workout, and then I did something crazy, B. I did a double circuit with a Tabata app. You know, with 30 seconds rest, yeah. Like I put myself in a strenuous position. I could have said, man, I'm traveling today. You know, I got a lot going on. We got to get this pot. I could easily let me sleep in. You know, I'm going to get a couple. No, I put myself in a strenuous position. And, yeah. And you know, it did two things. You know, first thing it did was, you know, it's building towards my goals, the goals that I have. Mm-hmm. Also, it gives me resilience, man. Whenever something comes along, you know, the mental toughness that it took to get up at 3 o'clock, the mental toughness that it took to do a circuit that I cannot stand when nobody was telling me to do it or barking at me to do it, or, you know, Mandy tell you to smile while you're doing plank tucks. Nobody was doing any of that, man. And, but I still did it, man. And so it built, it put it's like a building block, man. It added another, you know, block to the foundation to something that might come later, man. So that part, putting yourself through something tough in order to grow, man. And one more thing before I flip it, man, I think about a seed, man. A seed is comfortable in the bag, man. You got to dig that bad boy into the ground. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's dark. It's cold down there, man.
Yep.
And yes, that's 100. The only place where it'll start growing, man. It won't grow in that comfy bag. It won't grow on the shelf. You know what I mean? So that's just something I thought about.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to flip a page yet, because, you know, you talk about that accountability factor, and we've talked about this so many times, and people wonder, how do I build discipline? How do I build mental fortitude? How do I build this resilience that you're talking about? And there's no mystical force. There's no secret recipe. There's no top secret file, right? It's just getting up on the days that you don't want to do it and go do it.
Yep.
Those are the days you want to talk about top secret files. You want to talk about some mystical force and some secret. That's the secret. When you absolutely don't want to get your tail out of bed, when you absolutely feel the pain in your bones and the pain in your muscle, that's the day you want to get your tail out of bed and get the investments in, man. You got to be totally invested.
All right, this show is rated G.
You got to be totally invested, man. Rated G. All right, but you got to be totally invested on the days that you don't want to do it, because that's how you build that resilience. I would say that's probably the most common question that I get. Hey, Brad. Hey, Mr. Barmore. Hey, Coach. How do I build that mental toughness? Okay. Well, let's do this. You want to do something today? Good. Go do it. You want to do something tomorrow? Good. Go do it. You don't want to do it the next day? tough. Go do it.
Yep.
Go do it. Right. And that's so I wanted to talk about two characteristics, that two components that really tie into to really thriving in life. And that first one was exposure. Okay. Putting yourself in the right environment. But that second one is mindset. All right. And you want to talk about building the mental toughness, building that resilience, building that mental fortitude. It's all about the mindset. OK, believing that you can and then you will. All right. But, you know, you wake up on a Saturday at 6 a.m. and the first thing that rings through your mind is maybe it wouldn't be OK. Maybe it wouldn't be that bad of an idea to hit the snooze button. Maybe it wouldn't be that bad of an idea to put my Snuggie on. Maybe it wouldn't be that bad of an idea to just stay in bed. Okay, but that's how you lose. That's how you weaken your mental fortitude. That's how you weaken your mental strength. And that's how you weaken your growth. If you want to grow, if you want to thrive, if you want to grow mental resilience, mental fortitude, if you want to have that mental toughness that everybody thrives to achieve, you have to get up and you have to go after it on the days that you absolutely hate and despise the actions that are required. Okay, this is not an option. This is a requirement. Okay, and it all comes back to what you said, Dwayne, with that accountability factor. You could have very easily said, you know what, I'm going to get up at 4:30 and go through the motions and then hit my trip to North Carolina, or Charlotte, rather. But you held yourself accountable. You held yourself to that high standard because that's the person you are. You did 3 years ago, 2 years ago, whenever you started that E2M journey, that mental fortitude that you had, maybe lacking. Right?
Right.
That mental strength may be lacking.
Right.
If that was you 2 years ago, Dwayne, you would have hit that snooze button 10 times. You would have woke up and then drove your tail to Charlotte.
Yep.
Right. But 100%. Now you have the mental strength. You have the mental toughness that people just, they desire to obtain someday. Okay. But that wasn't a magic recipe that you typed into your computer. Hey, Google, how do I obtain this? Oh, it's about a requirement. I'm required to do this for X amount of days. What is it? 28 days to make a habit. 28
yeah,
days.
Man. That's what they say. Days. Yeah. 28
yep. days. Do it for 28 days. All right. Hold yourself to accountability for 28 days. All right. That's my homework assignment for everybody.
There
28
go.
Days. That's all I got for you.
28 days. You heard it. You heard it first. Do it. But no, man, real talk. That the whole magic wand thing it's not a thing, man. Like it's not a, you know, there's no magic wand, but I will say there is a light bulb. There is a light bulb moment where something
aha
clicks.
Moment.
Yeah, yep. yeah. Like, yep. all right, now's yep. the time, you know.
Yep. Yep.
And that's what you can definitely look for, you know, when you make that mental switch and that moment. Solely depends on you. When you say I'm ready,
yep.
that's now's the time and let's get it.
Yep.
And another thing, man, is while you pursue that, sometimes you're gonna fall off. Not always gonna be, you know, some days you're gonna hit that snooze button, you know, some days. So what make that, like you said, what makes the mental toughness, not only do you get up when you don't want to get up, but when the snooze button wins and you realize it did, then the next day you try again. That's where the gap is because a lot of people can push themselves for about 4 or 5 days, you know. But when you fall off and you miss something and you're like, oh, it's all for naught, you know, that's not the case.
Yep.
That's a different mentality. You know, Mandy says, you know, all or something. I love that quote because even though you don't hit all the targets and everything you think you need to hit, if you continue to push or you continue to do something, even if it is a walk through the motions day, B, that's better. That goes back to the lady's quote about being in the arena. You're still in the arena. You still are doing something, man. So we don't want to downplay that, but we also want to push you, man, because we know your potential. We know all the things you can accomplish, man. And all it takes is for you to just continue to push and push that button and keep going.
Yeah, I got two things, man. That's the biggest trap is when we allow that snooze button to win. Okay, it's not about that moment. It's about the moments that are to come, right? Like you were saying, like, you know, you lose that day. Okay, listen, there's 7 days in a week. All you got to do is win four to win that week. That's all you got to do.
That's it.
Four green check marks on the week, you win that week. So if you lose today on a Monday, if you lose tomorrow on a Tuesday, that's fine. Okay, get yourself back up to your feet. Find a way to get back up and find a way and win 4 days a week. That's all you got to do. And the second thing that I was going to say is You know, a lot of times when you're talking about growth and you know, it's that all or something mentality, you know, we think that we have to go all in. And like you said, I want to absolutely push each and every person that's listening to this podcast. But at the end of the day, you know, not everybody's an extremist. Not everybody can fit the time into their day because life is busy. I understand that. All or something. Okay. Give something. You have enough time in a day. There's 24 hours in a day. You have enough time in a day to go out for a 20-minute walk, 30-minute walk, 45-minute walk. Okay, you have that much time. And if you don't have that much time, guess what? You're not prioritizing the right things in your life. For me, I work two jobs, and I'm starting a third job with Eager to Run, right? So I'm busy. I am extremely busy. Dwayne, you're extremely busy. We know several people in our arena of life that are several busy that find a way to invest in themselves.
It's about priorities. Okay?
It's about what's important. It's about priorities. And a lot of people are deprioritizing the important things of life for things that are temporarily satisfaction. Drinking, eating fast food, sitting on the couch watching Netflix. Big guy on the Outer Banks. Love me some Outer Banks. Outer Banks ain't taking me anywhere. Okay. My wife is in on Vanderpump Rules. Vanderpump Rules ain't taking me anywhere. Okay. The priorities that you have in your life. Okay. Is Bingo Night going to take you somewhere? Is Thirsty Thursday going to take you somewhere? Is Sunday Fun Day going to take you somewhere? Probably not. Okay. If you're somebody that's striving to achieve a mediocre life, by all means, carry on. Carry on, my wayward son. but if you are somebody that's truly trying to take your fitness or your overall health and wellness to the next stages of life, you got to have priorities and you got to think, okay, how do I value X, Y, and Z? How do you value the things in your life? And that's what it boils down to.
I love it, bro. I love it, man. I think this is another one of these bangers. I'm gonna say one more thing before we hit that last segment, man. So, you know, with your shows, man, you can combine them, man. I get on the treadmill and I watch, you know, Wu-Tang American Saga or Snowfall. Those are my two jams. I had to throw that out there. But I have a little mount on my wall and I watch them and I hit that treadmill. You know, there's ways. You have to prioritize. You have to make it. You know, a huge priority in your life. So let's get into this last segment, our favorite segment here.
Do you know?
This week's Do You Know It's on you, Brad. What you got for us?
So I already sort of touched on my Do You Know, but I'm going to switch it up. The first Do You Know was I was a two-time state championship winner as an athlete, two-time state championship winner as a coach. I'm gonna switch gears and thank you. I'm going to talk about something completely different. Hey, shout out. Look up E2M on Google. All right. Shameless plug. the second thing is I how I am with goals and how I I'm a bit of an extremist, and I think a lot of people that listen to this podcast know and understand that I'm a little bit of an extremist. So the one thing that I'm striving to achieve in the next 5 years, okay, I've ran a half marathon in two states this spring. I'm doing my third state, and it's going to be Cleveland, Ohio, doing the half marathon in Cleveland. But my goal by the time I'm 40, I'm 35, so I got 5 years to achieve this, 4.5 years to achieve this. I want to do 50 half marathons in all 50 states. So nice. You know, I'm pursuing 50 half marathons in 50 states in the next 4.5 years.
Does Alaska have a marathon? You already looked into that?
The Juneau half. No, I have no idea. But they definitely do because people have done this before. But right. So they do, but I haven't looked into it. I haven't researched it. But yes.
Got it.
Yes. You want to go on vacation, Dwayne? Hey, this could be the door opening for you and seeing the world. I know how you're not on that, but this could open new doors for you and your wife and your family.
Hey, we'll follow Brad for his run to 50.
Let's do it, baby. Let's do it.
Look, 50 by 40. We'll call it that.
50 by 40. I like it. I like it. Hashtag 50 by 40.
Yep. I like it. Good deal, man. No, that's fire, bro. Like, that's inspiring. And speaking of, I'll be remiss, man, if we didn't shout out. I know there's a lot of first of all, let me say, I know there's a lot of E2Mers that were inspired by you and Jamie with Iron Man's and stuff, and we want to shout all y'all out. I just have a personal relationship with Chad Brothers, man, and so I wanted to shout out that brother because we started at the same time in E2M, and I remember when his wife signed up, you know, he was just kind of flopping around. And then when he saw my results, he messaged me and said, "Hey, bro, you did that with E2M?" I was like, "Yeah, bro, this is 100% E2M." And that was his light bulb moment. And and he completed a half Ironman last weekend, I think it was, man. So big shout out to you, Chad, man. We love you, man. We appreciate you. Like I said, you're a personal friend of mine, so I had to had to throw that out there, man. B, anything you want to say to him before we slide out?
Yeah, man, Chad, I've already told you via message and all that stuff, but I can't express the amount of excitement and just the amount of pride that I have to have watched you go through everything that you went through and bring yourself to being an Ironman. That half, take that out of the entire thing. You are an Ironman, and nobody can ever take that from you. So my hat is off to you. And man, it's been fun to watch your journey, but this is only the beginning. You and I, baby, we have some master plans. Chad and I got some master plans coming up. So very excited to see what you have ahead of you. So, Chad, well done, my friend.
Hats off to you, my brother. All right, family, till next time, man, we are out of here. Check us out every Monday. Leave a comment. Tell a friend. Subscribe. Tell everybody. Screenshot your player. Put it in your stories. Share. Tag. All the things. We out of here. We'll be right back.